You know, Kev, I'm good at some things. One of them is not A,
understanding
much of what this president stands for, and B, that statement.
But here's my problem. The investigations aren't over. You had county authorities and you had local police authorities with their investigations. But now the president's going to open up the FBI. I don't know, maybe congressional hearings. And none of them are done yet. And you've already got Al Sharpton down there barking at the moon. What good does Al Sharpton do for the family of Trayvon Martin? Down there yelling and screaming about how we love our kids too. Did anybody say that somebody didn't love their children? I don't remember anybody saying that. This is not a beat up on Obama or even CeeLo necessarily. This is a question about our culture, what we allow ourselves to be exposed to. And I want to know, am I from another planet?
Well, I'm curious about this. I want to know if Malia and Sasha now are bopping down the halls of the White House singing that song with the same lyrics.
They probably were bopping to the radio version before because it was a popular song.
It's one thing for them to be bopping to the radio's version, but I want to know if they were there, you know, and now this is okay.
From Tampa, Florida, Rick's the first to weigh in tonight. Hello, Rick. Welcome. You're on Baldwin McCullough Live.
Everything you're saying, I'm laughing out loud here, but right away it brought to my mind old Steve Miller Band lyrics from back in the day, going through the funky kicks going down in the city. It's how they would change the song on the radio. Remember that? Society totally gone down the drain.
At the very end, of course, Stephen is his gracious self and says to the Mr. Takei, Captain Zulu, differences aside, we are kindred spirits from the standpoint that we've both been fired by Mr. Trump. And without breaking a beat, Takei goes,
well, I want you to know we are not kindred spirits in this at all.
People that sit out there and think that CNN, MSNBC, and even Fox to some degree actually care about reporting on most of the things in the... No, that's not what it's about. It's about entertaining you.
I must say, The Hunger Games was far more conservative in the graphic violence, in the sexualization of it. It was really quite sweet and charming and innocent.
That's interesting. So it's almost just like a regular or old school PG movie.
It's an old school PG.
Like Star Wars first three films PG.
A little bit more.
Just a touch.
But it was the romance part of it was very sweet.
And they didn't sexualize the leads.
They did not at all.